It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A new report released Thursday by the American Legion's System Worth Saving Task Force has made recommendations to prevent future Legionella outbreaks at the city's VA Medical Center. An outbreak of Legionella in 2011 and 2012 took the lives of five veterans. The report finds the Veterans Administration needs to empower the 152 hospitals in the system to better communicate during a crisis. I'm joined now by phone from Washington by Jason Gadd, Deputy Director for Healthcare and Manager of the System Worth Saving Task Force for the American Legion. Mr. Gadd, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good morning.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, you can call 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Mr. Gadd, why was there so little information provided to vets when this Legionella outbreak occurred? Many of them first learned of the outbreak through the media.
So, and that was one of the biggest reasons that we went up and conducted the site visit. The American Legion has a System Worth Saving Committee that evaluates VA medical centers every year, and many in the community were unaware of what efforts the Pittsburgh VA was taking to reduce the risk for the Legionella in the water system. So, you know, when we came up and did the site visit there on November 5th and 6th, that was one of the first things that we heard, that the community wasn't aware of what the hospital was doing or the efforts to make it safer.
Many of the vets became scared and were confused because of the lack of information provided to them, especially when VA officials refused to comment. Why didn't they comment?
Our understanding from conducting the site visit to talking to VA officials here in Washington was that the VA central office did not permit the Pittsburgh VA Medical Center to conduct a town hall meeting to come out and actually tell the community what the problems that had happened and what steps that the VA was taking there to fix those things. The American Legion believes that there's a short window in getting in front of a crisis, and you know that it's the VA's responsibility to let veterans in that community know if a risk happens, what steps they're taking to fix it.
All right, so what has happened since this outbreak? What have you looked at?
So when we came up to the to Pittsburgh, we met with the facility leadership. We had determined that they had developed a water safety committee. Prior to having that water safety committee, we found that not everyone in the hospital understood their roles and their responsibilities with Legionella. And this water safety committee really for the first time kind of brought all of the staff together to look at policies, to understand everybody's roles and make sure that the water supply was safe and that those efforts are to prevent Legionella from reaching that level of concern.
So as you're, you know, making your rounds here on your investigation, your search for information about what happened and why it happened, and as you're hearing that there wasn't an effective plan in place for getting information out in a timely fashion and for doing all the things that might have been necessary to prevent an outbreak, what level of exasperation were you feeling? I mean, I'm guessing that you had to be a little bit astounded at what you were finding out here.
Yeah, when we did our town hall meeting there, we wanted to hear directly from veterans. You know, come out to the town hall, tell us what you think. What has the VA done there locally? And letting you know what's happening. And, you know, we asked if a letter was sent to enrolled patients. We asked if a hotline was established. We asked if, you know, what communication that the VA was having there locally in Pittsburgh. And our understanding was that VA Central Office did not want Pittsburgh to address the issue until, you know, they had approved, and the approval process takes anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. And ultimately, you know, the real loser in this is the veteran and the community, because we understand that hospitals that are successful have open, candid, and transparent relationships with the veteran service organizations in the local community to keep veterans informed on issues such as these and how the VA is addressing them.
If you are a veteran, we'd like to hear from you. What are your feelings about how this matter was handled? What recommendations do you have? What questions do you still have about the Legionella outbreak in 2011 and 2012 at the VA Medical Center here in Pittsburgh? You can call 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002 to join this conversation. We're talking by phone from Washington with Jason Gadd. He is Deputy Director for Healthcare and Manager of the System Worth Saving Task Force for the American Legion. Are you convinced, Mr. Gadd, that the necessary steps have been taken to mitigate the Legionella threat, if in fact they weren't taken 2 and 3 years ago?
The short answer is yes. I think from establishment of that water safety committee, from the surveillance and the detection that the Pittsburgh VA Medical Center is doing now, and from what we saw from November 5th and 6th, it's safe, and that veterans should not be concerned about receiving their care there. The VA in Pittsburgh implemented an aggressive multi-phase heat and flush effort. And we believe that water testing has been able to, like, be more stringent in detecting any levels that are harmful.
How did what do we know about how this outbreak started in the first place? Because as recently as even 6 months ago, when we were talking to people about this, there was really just speculation. I don't know that solid information had been confirmed about the cause of this outbreak. What do we know started it?
So we know really that the levels of Legionella were becoming dangerous back in, over the last couple of years, and that the VA had implemented a copper-silver ionization to really kind of clean and, treat the water to make sure that it's safe. And unfortunately, those copper and silver ionization systems weren't as strong as what was needed. And so the VA actually, worked with the Centers for Disease Control, and the process that they have now with the multi-phase heat and flush and the chlorination effort is actually stronger than what the Centers for Disease Control is doing, with other hospitals. So it's much safer and the detections are much better.
412-246-2002, the number to call. Let's go to Alex in Cranberry. Alex, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I suppose good afternoon.
Yeah, it is. Well, depending on where you are, but it is afternoon here in Pittsburgh. And Alex, I understand that you are a veteran.
Yes.
And go ahead with your comment or question, please. We're very interested in hearing what you have to say about all this.
Well, I was still in the Marine Corps in 2011, 2012. And I didn't hear about it, the whole outbreak of the Legionella disease. I'm from Cranberry Township, living in the Pittsburgh area now that I'm out. I just wanted to say, I'm not sure how other people feel about it, but even though I didn't hear about it until they were talking about it on the media and whatnot, can't really hold the Pittsburgh Medical Center accountable because, like you said, they weren't allowed to disclose any information about it because of the central VA keeping them from talking about it.
So you're saying that they shouldn't be held accountable just because of the system that was in place. And Alex, are you still there?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you're saying that they shouldn't, that the VA in Pittsburgh should not be, the VA Medical Center should not be held accountable for the lack of information that was provided to veterans when the Legionella outbreak occurred because of the system that was in place.
Correct. It's not, obviously.
Alex?
To happen? Hello?
Yeah, are you still there? Go ahead.
Yes. They should be held accountable for the fact that it happened, but not so much that they weren't allowed to talk about it because their hands were basically tied.
Well, let's ask our guest, Jason Gadd, what happens now going forward with this? Will the VA. Is there a different system in place now? And we'll say if this happens again, we certainly hope it doesn't, but if something like this were to occur in the future, would the medical center in Pittsburgh, the VA medical center, be able to disseminate information in a much more timely fashion than they were 2 years ago?
Yeah, and that's our ultimate goal and why we're talking today is that we've spotlighted this as an issue. And, you know, to go back for a moment, Alex, I just want to personally thank you for your service to our country. I was a Navy corpsman, so I've definitely worked with Marines over the years and just want to thank you for your service and your comments. And I want to tell you that, you know, what we heard from, you know, a lot of the VA about this issue with Legionella was that it was prevalent in the Allegheny County area. And, you know, to us, that wasn't good enough. We want VA to take the steps necessary to make sure that they provide veterans with safe care that they've earned through their service and not merely just say that it's prevalent in a certain area of our country, but what steps are you going to actually take to make it better? We do share some accountability there with how they managed initially and the coordination of how they were monitoring it. And as I mentioned earlier, prior to them establishing that water safety committee, those processes weren't as strengthened. And so I think that's an important point. And then the other point is that, you know, these local facilities need to be empowered to respond to crises locally and that Washington can't manage 152 hospitals crises and that, you know, that the local VA medical centers have to do that for veterans.
So you're making these recommendations. Is this going to happen in the future? Is the system going to be changed in the immediate future, so that by the time this, if something like this happens again, that the individual VA facilities, such as the one in Pittsburgh, can act proactively?
You know, so what happens is we've already issued our report, and then we're traveling to 15 VA medical centers over the course of this year, and we'll have a final report in August of this year. And we'll give a copy of that report to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. We'll present the report to the Undersecretary for Health and, you know, really get their feedback on what steps they're going to take to address these issues. We believe it's too much time to, you know, responding to these crises. This isn't the first time that we've seen it in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The VA paused inpatient ICU services, and the way the community found out was from a media story, similar to what happened here in Pittsburgh. So, you know, we've seen this pattern of how, you know, central office isn't allowing local facilities to be able to respond, and there's a lot of concerns with that. Veterans don't know what's going on, and there's a lot of questions, and it lowers the confidence level for veterans in that area with that system.
Jason Gadd is Deputy Director for Healthcare and Manager of the System Worth Saving Task Force for the American Legion. He joined us by phone from Washington. Mr. Gadd, many thanks.
Thank you, too, and thank you to all of the veterans for your service, and the American Legion is going to continue to make sure that you get high quality and timely access for your health care you've earned through your service to our country.
Thank you again, Mr. Gadd. Coming up, Penn State shoots for the moon, literally. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.